The Rise and Fall of the Communist International, The Evolution of the Comintern. Preface. The Evolution of the Comintern was written in 1936. The Communist International, the Comintern, was founded in March 1919, following the Russian Revolution of October 1917. Lenin and Trotsky consistently explained the need for international revolution. We have always proclaimed and repeated this elementary truth of Marxism, that the victory of socialism requires the joint efforts of workers in a number of advanced countries. Lenin, February 1922. In backward, Tsarist Russia, capitalism was weak, while Lenin and Trotsky, and with them the Bolshevik Party, were capitalism's most skilled and determined adversaries. Russia, a backward, feudal regime, was not by any means one of the advanced countries, where conditions had ripened for socialism, but the workers and peasant masses could no longer tolerate the brutal Tsarist regime, and overthrew it in February 1917. Lenin and Trotsky explained that the victory of socialism could only be assured by completing the revolution in Russia, and spreading it particularly to Western Europe, where capitalism was no longer developing society, but instead had plunged the entire world into war. Revolutions and epic struggles racked the entire European continent, from Germany in 1918 to Spain in 1937. Capitalism survived, but the struggles of the parties of the Comintern, and the lessons drawn from them, have left an invaluable treasure of living experience for future Marxists. The Evolution of the Comintern, written by Walter Held, real name Heinz Epp, executed by the Stalinist GPU in 1941, who was a member of Trotsky's International Secretariat, was adopted at the First International Conference for the Fourth International, founded by Trotsky and his followers in July 1936. It outlines the tragic degeneration of the Comintern, from an inspiring revolutionary international to a counter-revolutionary force carrying out the dictates of the Soviet bureaucracy. Lenin fought the bureaucracy's rise to power from his deathbed, and Trotsky continued the battle until he was assassinated by one of Stalin's GPU agents on the 20th of August 1940. Written in 1936, the article predates, but clearly anticipates the Second World War, condemning the rampant nationalism of the communist parties, including that of the German Communist Party. In September 1939, Stalin made a pact with Hitler, anticipated by Trotsky as early as March 1933. What would Stalin do in the event of an agreement with Hitler? It is very likely Stalin would agree to cut off all subsidies for illegal Communist Party work in Germany. One should also assume that the noisy, hysterical, and hollow campaign against fascism, which the Comintern has been conducting for the last few years, will be slyly squelched. And this is precisely what happened. Indeed, until the Nazi invasion of Russia in 1941, reports of which Stalin refused to believe, leaving Russia unprepared, the Communist parties of the Comintern became Hitler's apologists. The British Communist Party's Daily Worker pronounced, in a typical editorial in February 1940. In a recent speech, Hitler repeated once again his claim that the war was thrust upon him by Britain. Against this historical fact there is no reply. Britain declared war, not Germany. Attempts were made to end the war, but the Soviet-German peace overtures were rejected by Britain. Yet German capitalists funded Hitler, brought him to power, and encouraged his anti-communism. When Hitler finally invaded Russia, the Allied forces largely stood by, hoping for the mutual destruction of both countries. But it was in Spain, in the year after The Evolution of the Comintern was written, that the Stalinist Comintern committed its greatest treachery. The bureaucracy in the Soviet Union feared any event anywhere that may upset the European status quo. Felix Morrow, in Revolution and Counter-Revolution in Spain, writes that in 1936, the Comintern's new course was to maintain the status quo as long as possible, this time not merely by preventing revolutions, but by active class collaboration with the bourgeoisie and the democratic countries. This collaboration was designed, in the event of war breaking out, to provide Russia with England and France as its allies. Stalin dissolved the Communist International in 1943 at the request of the Allied forces. the communist parties remained, each proclaiming a reformist, national road to socialism, utterly without Marxist content. 4 decades later, on the 9th of November 1989, the Berlin Wall fell, and over the next few years capitalism was restored in the former Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, causing economic collapse. This capitalist restoration was seen as inevitable by Trotsky. If the working class did not succeed in overthrowing the Soviet bureaucracy first. As he anticipated, many of the bureaucrats in these countries soon enough became capitalist owners of industry and commerce. Read the history of the CWI on the Committee for a Workers' International website. For more on the fall of the Soviet Union, go to the editorial in Socialism Today issue 42. There is a glossary of the organizations, individuals, and terms in use at the end of this article.